The Vermont Garden Journal is made possible by Gardner Supply, offering earth-friendly and innovative solutions for gardens and landscapes in Burlington, Williston, and gardeners.com.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. There's something special about stopping through the snow on a cold winter morning to pick out a holiday tree. Although I grew up with the classic plastic tree, as an adult, I love the feel and the smell of a good balsam. Here's how to select the best tree. First, decide on the type of evergreen. Balsam has a great fragrance. Blue spruce has stiff needles, but they can drop in a warm room. Scotch pine has stiff branches and needles that stay on a tree even when dry. White pine has soft, long needles and weak branches, so they can only support small ornaments. When picking out a pre-cut tree, tap the tree on the ground a few times and run your hand along the branches to see if the needles come off. Measure your tree accurately. It's amazing how trees seem to grow once they're brought inside the house. Recut the base of the tree and place it in cool water. If the water dries out, you'll have to cut that base again. Another option is to buy a live evergreen tree that you'll be planting in the ground in January. Dig your hole now while you still can in a full sun location. Place the soil on a tarp in a garage or a warm place where it won't freeze. Keep your tree in a cool garage or shed and keep it well watered. Bring it indoors for only about a week. Any longer and it may break dormancy and get winter injured when planted outside. After the holidays, transition the tree back into the garage for a few weeks and then plant it in the ground. Protect your tree with a burlap windscreen. And now for this week's tip, check houseplants for fungus gnats. These small black insects fly up around your houseplants from the soil. Repot the plants, cover the potting soil with a thin layer of sand, or drench the soil with Natrol, a form of Bacillus thuringiensis to kill the larvae. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about gifts for gardeners. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.